Germination rates, for the most part, across all crop kinds are very good this year, very similar to last year. I think our average germ that we're getting on our wheat crops is 96%, and the vigor on that is at 93%. So we're noticing that the vigors are strong, they're holding very close to germination. So in that regard, everything's looking nice.
Okay. We've talked about the wheat and the cereals. What about the pulses?
Pea and lentil germs are good. The only crop that we're seeing an issue in this year is chickpeas. The germinations are quite a bit down, and we're not quite sure why. The seeds don't have a lot of disease in them. They look good, so there may have been something to do with all that heat in July that has affected their capability to hold their germination.
I know down south they've had problems with chickpeas and mysterious things going on. Could all this be connected?
That's more of a mysterious disease issue or plant hormone imbalance that's causing pod drop. I wouldn't think that would be connected to the germination, but you can't ever rule anything out.
Yeah. Anything else from 2024 heading into 2025 that producers should know?
Just some of the usual things to look out for. Because it was a bit of a drier harvest, you know, you want to make sure that you're going to get your peas retested for germination post-cleaning, just to make sure we didn't introduce more mechanical damage during that process. And we always recommend getting a sample of whatever you're going to plant that spring into the lab for a germination vigor check closer to seeding time, just to make sure nothing happened with the seed lot that tested well, you know, before it went through our winter storage conditions. We're having a lot of really crazy temperature fluctuations this year, and depending on how things are stored, those fluctuations can definitely affect the quality moving into the spring.
With the harvest being fairly dry, have you seen a lot of mechanical damage, or have you heard about, especially for the pulses, the cracked seeds, things like that?
It's definitely there. It's not at the level that it was, last year or the year before. But if you took your peas off in dry conditions, we're definitely going to see some of that mechanical damage. And the more that they're handled, it'll introduce more and more mechanical damage back into that seed lot.